Could Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person charged with conspiring in the September 11th attacks, see his case moved out of federal court and into a military tribunal? Recent news stories have established that federal officials have talked about doing just that, perhaps to bypass the complications of a federal criminal trial. Scott Silliman is an expert on military tribunals. He is executive director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University. Scott Silliman, first of all, is it clear that one can move a case out of federal court into a military court?
Robert, it could be done by the federal government dismissing the indictment in the Eastern District of Virginia and opening a new case before a military commission, but I'd suggest that it would raise a considerable amount of problems and would certainly not solve the fundamental legal and issue policy perspective issues that are raised by such a move.
What would be the problems that would be created by moving the Moussaoui case before a tribunal?
One of the problems, Robert, would be this issue of whether the trial judge in the Eastern District of Virginia, Judge Brinkema, continues to have jurisdiction over Moussaoui, even if he were moved outside the jurisdiction into Guantanamo Bay for a potential trial by a military commission.
I mean, even if the Justice Department said we're going to drop the charges in federal court, she could say, I'm still the judge?
Well, that's correct, because there has been some trial proceeding that has gone on. There have been depositions. There have been requests for discovery by the defense. And if, in fact, Zacharias Moussaoui were to make a request for habeas corpus to have his detention in Guantanamo Bay challenged, it would be an interesting question on whether the judge in Virginia continues to maintain jurisdiction for that purpose.
Now, as you say, there have been requests for discovery. This would mean that Moussaoui, the defendant, says, I want to look at some of the evidence that you, the government, have your hands on. Would he have the same rights of discovery before a military tribunal somewhere in Guantanamo that he has in Alexandria, Virginia?
He would certainly have the right, Robert, to request witnesses, but he would not have the same level of due process in demanding those witnesses to be presented that he would in a federal district court. But he does have certainly a measure of due process in that regard.
Let's say the case against Moussaoui were moved to a commission or a tribunal in Guantanamo. Could he, since he's been his own lawyer, I guess it would have to be he, argue that the government is unfairly shopping for a friendly jurisdiction, a friendly courtroom in which to try him, and he's been dealt with unfairly in that sense?
I think he could certainly argue that. I'm not sure it would be successful because that does not constitute a necessary legal challenge to defeat the jurisdiction of the military commission. As long as the military had an appropriate charge alleging some violation of the law of war, which is the jurisdiction of a military commission, then he could certainly be prosecuted. Now, that does raise an interesting question. The government would have to prove that on 8/46 of Tuesday, September 11th of last year, that this country was in a recognized state of armed conflict, because you can't have a violation of the law of armed conflict occurring in a vacuum. And that's a debatable issue, in my judgment.
The idea of the government deciding, they haven't decided this, but they've evidently thought about it, sort of bagging the prosecution in federal court after having begun it, this I think is called pulling a Torricelli very broadly now in American life, to do that. Doesn't it suggest something that they're losing, that you don't do this because you see a positive result coming out of the trial?
I think you're exactly correct, Robert. And quite apart from all the legal issues involved, I see a clear policy dilemma for the administration. One, for the Attorney General John Ashcroft or Mike Chertoff, the Assistant Attorney General for Criminal, to pull down this particular prosecution, to dismiss the indictment, is basically to acknowledge defeat in the federal courts. And as a nation under the rule of law, it's striking. If, in fact, this decision is made, I think it will result in a storm of protests, not only from France, of course, that's Moussaoui's country, but also from the international community, because it will clearly appear to them that we're trying to deny him due process. And again, as we tout ourselves as a nation under the rule of law, particularly with Colin Powell going to the Security Council as against the United States going its own in Iraq, I think this will tarnish our image even further.
Scott Silliman, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Scott Silliman spoke to us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He is the executive director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University.